We continue our learning. We are in Erev Paragimel, Mishnah Hey. Masna Adam Ale Ruvo. A person can make a Tanai with his Erev. Means that on Erev Shabbos, he's not sure whether he would like to go an extra 2,000 amos to the east, or an extra 2,000 amos to the west, or maybe he doesn't want to go anywhere. He wants to stay within his city, or maybe he wants to choose which direction he would like to go. And the Mishnah says like this: so Masna Adam Ale Ruvo Vomer. You can set up two Eruvei Tchumen, one to the east and one to the west. Vomer Imbo Goyim and Amizrach, or they're non-Jews who are after him. They're after his taxes or something like that. Different explanations in the Mefarshim. So he says like this: well, if the non-Jews are coming from the east, Eruvei Lamarav. I want the Eruv, the food that I set up, I want that to take effect towards the west, so I can go an extra 2,000 amos to the west, and I lose the 2,000 amos to the east, as we know. Minamarev, if the non-Jews are coming after me from the west, Eruv Ilam Izrach, I want my Eruv to take effect, the one that I set up to the east, so I can go an extra 2,000 amos to the east, and I don't mind losing the 2,000 amos that I had to the west. As we know, that's what happens there. If Tchumen, you gain 2,000 amos in one direction, but you lose the 2,000 amos from the other direction. Or, in Bo Mikan Umikan, let's say the non-Jews are coming from both sides. I should be able on Shabbos to decide which way I would like to go. I set up the two Erevin, and this way on Shabbos I make that decision. Lovo lomikan velomikan. And if non-Jews decide not to come at all, so I don't want to lose 2,000 amos in either direction. I'm happy with the regular 2,000 amos that I have on a normal Shabbos. I don't want either Erevin to take effect. I can build into Tanai, then I want to be like the people of my city. And the Mishnah says that this Tanai, this stipulation is effective. Why is it effective? After all, the Eruv has to take effect when Bein Hashmashos Erev Shabbos. I don't make this decision what direction I'm going in until tomorrow when the non-Jews are coming from one place, or maybe they're not coming at all, or maybe they're coming from both and I want to make a decision. So I actively start walking. Oh, I decided today, Shabbos morning, I'm walking an extra 2,000 amos to the east and I want my Erev to the east to take effect and the one to the west not to take effect. What do you mean? It had to take effect Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. So the answer is Yesh Brera. There is this, we employ the principle of retroactive clarification. We say that I can do an action now, and that can affect something that had to take effect retroactively. Yesh Brera, we usually only employ in cases that are derabanan. We will not say Yesh Brera, we'll say Ein Brera when it comes to arises, but Erev Tchumen is midirabanan anyway, so we have the right to be lenient and say Yesh Brera. Similarly, let's say I'm not being chased by non-Jews, but there's a chacham who's coming, you heard is coming to the outskirts of the city, and you'd like to go to his shir, but you don't know which direction he's coming from. He's not going to be within your 2,000 amos. So an Erev Shabbos has set up an Erev Tchumen to the east and one to the west, and you say like this, Im bachacha min ha-mizrach, Erev ha-mizrach. I want to go the extra 2,000 amos to listen to his drasha in the east because he's going to be beyond my city's limits. I'm going to need to walk an extra beyond the 2,000 amos limit, so I want that Erev to take effect, but I'm not going to know that until the Chacham comes on Shabbos day. Min ha-marav, Erev ha-marav. He comes from the west, I want my Erev to the west to take effect. Balakan or Lakan, let's say there are two Chachamim who are coming. I want to decide which shir I'd like to go to. I'd like to make that decision Shabbos day, even though I'm setting up my Erev on Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. L'makom Sheretz Eilech, I should have the right to go whichever way I like. Olo Lakan v'lo Lakan, I thought a Chacham was coming, in the end no one came, but then I don't want to lose any distance in either direction, so Hared Kivdeiri, I want to stay like the people of my city, and I still have 2,000 amos in both directions, and neither of the Erevin should take effect. Mishnah says you can make that Tanai as well. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imaya Echad Mehem Rabo, Holech Etzel Rabo. Says Rabbi Yehuda, well, a little bit of a qualification here. If one of the Chachamim will come, assuming two Chachamim arrive on Shabbos day, we make an assumption like a Chazakah that you would want to go to your Rebbe. If that's so, and the other person's not your Rebbe at all, he's Big Talmid Chacham, he's not your Rebbe. So it's as if we have to say retroactively, when you set up your Erev Shabbos, and Bein HaShemashos, it took effect, we assume it was to the direction where your Rebbe was going to come to tomorrow, and not the other Chacham, and you can't go to where the other Chacham is. V'im hayu shneihem rabosav, if both of them were your Rebbeim though, l'makom sheyirtzeiach, then you can go to either direction, and the chiddush here is even if one of those Rebbeim is your Rebbe Mufak, the Rebbe that you learn most of your Chachma from, nonetheless, you can go to the other Rebbe, assuming he's taught you, and he's also your Rebbe. And the Tanakhama obviously disagreed. Tanakhama obviously was of the opinion that you can go, even if it's not your Rebbe, even if you haven't learned to think from him. People like to listen to different Shiurim, and therefore you have the right to go to either direction that you like. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah is going to touch upon very famous concept of whether when Shabbos and Yom Tov are in proximity to one another, whether Yom Tov precedes Shabbos or Shabbos precedes Yom Tov, whether we view those 48 hours as Kedusha Achas, one long Kedusha, one long 48 hours of sanctity, one long day, or Shtei Kedushos, or no, the Shabbos and Yontif Shabbos, the two 24-hour periods, there's no break in between, but there's two 24-hour periods of sanctity, they're different, they're separate, and it reminds us, and that Shabbos, it reminds us of the difference, let's say, between the Yomim Tov and Shalosh Regalim and Rosh Hashanah. We usually typically view Rosh Hashanah as Yom HaRichta, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as one, when we get to Rosh Hashanah, we'll explain why that is, get to Beis, we'll explain why that is, one long 48-hour period of sanctity. But let's say the 2 days of Sukkot, 2 days of Shavuos, 2 days of Pesach, are not one long 48 hours of sanctity. The 2 days, Shnei Yomim Tomim Shel Galios, or the second day and the first day, we view them as two separate 24-hour periods. This is relevant for many halachos, and one of them is establishing an Eruv Tchumen, as we will see. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yom Tov HaSamach LeShabbos, when Yom Tov and Shabbos are in proximity to one another, Bein Milafoneh, whether Yom Tov is before Shabbos, Yom Tov falls out on Friday, Bein Uvei Melachareh, Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, Me'arev Adam Shnei Eruvin, so now we're going back to this Tanai, to this concept of making a stipulation. A person can make, to set aside two Eruvin, the Omer, Eruve Harishon LaMizrach, Vahasheni LaMarav, or Harishon LaMarav, Vahasheni LaMizrach. Meaning, let's say it's Yontif falls out on Friday. So on Yontif, I want to go to the east. But on Shabbos, the next day, I want to go to the west. Or the reverse. Or maybe Yontif falls out on Sunday. So on Shabbos, I wanted to go to the east. And on Yontif, I started going to the west. So, says the Mishnah, okay, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, I have the right to set up two Erevin, and I can go, and this shouldn't be an issue at all. Now, one technicality that the Gemara points out is, I really can't put the Erevin in this case all the way beyond at the edge of the 2,000 Amos limit to the east, and the 2,000 Amos to the west. And it can only be, let's say, where I put the Erev, let's say, at the edge of 1,000 Amos to the east and 1,000 Amos to the west. Why? Because let's say I put the Erev at the edge of 2,000 Amos to the east. So the other Erev would not be considered an Erev. Why not? Because I can't get there on the first day. I was Konesh Visa in one direction at the edge of 2,000 Amos. So let's say to the east. Well, I can't go even one Amma to the west. That would not be allowed because I was Konesh Visa the first day in the first direction. Aha. So, and if you and your Erev are not in the same place at the time of where you're Konesh Shvisa, you have a problem. So, we could be speaking about a case. So, let's say I put the Erev at the edge of 1,000 Amos. in one direction and 1,000 amos the other direction. Okay, so then the two Erevin, they are within, they are accessible halachically, so therefore, and that may not allow me to walk an extra 2,000 amos, but at least if I put the Erevin at the edge of 1,000 amos, I can walk an extra 1,000 amos beyond, so I can walk 3,000 amos in that direction instead of 4,000 amos in either direction. Either way, a technicality, but the bottom line is, you see from here that a person can set this up for two Erevin, one for Shabbos and for Yontif, when Shabbos and Yontif are in proximity to one another. Eruve harishon v'hasheni kivnei iri, or he says, meaning part of the same stipulation. You may decide that, you know what, I want the first Eruv to be Koneh for the first day. Let's say the first day is Friday is Yontif. But on Shabbos, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to stay like the people of my city, but I don't want to lose 2,000 amos in the opposite direction because of the Erev that I set up the first day. I want to be like Kibbutz Eiri. I don't want, Eruvi Hasheni, Vaharishon, Kibbutz Eiri. Or let's say I want the Erev to take effect on the second day, whatever that day is, Shabbos or Yontif, but on the first day, I want to be like the people of my city. That is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Why is that so? Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, Shabbos and Yom Tov are shtei kedushos. They're two separate days of sanctity. And therefore, bein hashmashos of that first day, of that first night, let's assume it's Shabbos and then Yontif is on Sunday. So on Friday night, when that Erev takes effect, it's only acquiring Konesh Visa for that first day for Shabbos. So you can take and set up an Erev through an opposite direction for Sunday, which is Yontif, because it's two separate days of Kedusha. V'chachamim omrim, ma'arev l'ruach achas, o eino ma'arev kol ikar. Chachamim say no, you make an Erev from one direction for both days, or you don't make an Erev at all. O ma'arev l'shnei yamim, o eino ma'arev l'chol ikar. Gemara asks, it sounds like you said the same thing. So the Gemara says that the Chachamim added said something to Rabbi Eliezer. What they meant was, it sounds like they just said something redundant. Bottom line is, the Chachamim hold Kedusha Achas. It's one long, you're like Yom HaRichta, like Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos and Yom Tov that are next to each other is Kedusha Achas. You can only set up one Erev for the full 48 hours. Can't set up two Erevin, not two separate days of Kedusha. And what the Chachamim was saying to Rabbi Eliezer was, the same way on one day, a person can't make an Erev. So think about this. Could you possibly make an Erev? I want this Erev into the east to take effect until Chatzos, until lunchtime on Shabbos. And then from lunchtime in the afternoon, I want to go somewhere else. I want a different Erev. Could someone do that? Chachamim say, absolutely not. That's what this extra statement of the Chachamim is. It's telling Rabbi Eliezer the same way you can't do that within a Shabbos itself or Yontif itself to go in two separate directions. That's the same thing when Shabbos and Yom Tov are in proximity to one another. It's one long 48 hours of Kedusha, Kedusha Achas. So setting up two Erevin would be like setting two Erevin on one day, on a one Shabbos day that obviously is not going to be effective. Now, truth be told, the Chachamim are not definitive in their opinion. What they say indeed looks like they hold Kedusha Achas. However, the Gemara says, they really are not sure. They have a suffix if Shabbos and Yom Tov that are next to each other, where Yom Tov is Friday or Yom Tov is Sunday, whether the Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. That's why they have to be Machmir. And they have to say, listen, because we're not sure, and the possibility is that they're Kedusha Achas, you can only set up one Erev. Okay, so now, what should you do? Ketzad Yaaseh, says the Mishnah. So let's say if you want to make a person who's making an Erev for 2 days, and I want that Erev to take effect for Bein Hashmashos on the second day as well. So meaning, according to the Chachamim, so the Erev has to be in place. Now think about it. According to the Chachamim, since we have to be careful. Since the Chachamim hold, there's the possibility that it could stay Kedushas as well. So setting up your Erev, Erev Shabbos, let's say when Yontif is on Sunday, since it's possible, it's not one long 48 hours. So you need, since it's possible it's Shtei Kedushos, wouldn't you need now your Eruv for Sunday, for Yontif, to be set up and take effect on the next night? It's one thing if you hold, if you held definitively Kedusha Achas, set up your Eruv on Friday night, and then it's good for 48 hours for Shabbos and for Sunday. But not if you'll stay kedushos. So what should you do? Ketzad yaseh. So I want for both. If I want this to take effect for both days in that one same direction, which I can. So molicho barishon. So this is what happens. Let's say Yom Tov falls out on Friday. Okay. So bring your erev yontif on Friday for. On erev yontif for like a Thursday or Thursday night for the first day, which is yontif. Umach shechalav. Then you sit there. Sit there Thursday night as it gets dark, where in the place where you want to be konesh visa until it gets dark. And that way the Eruv will be konesh visa for Yontif. Then take your food, take your money. Now remember, it's Yontif, so I'm allowed to do this. I'm allowed to carry it. I take my food, uvalo, and then I come home. I don't want it to get lost. And the next day, B'sheni, says the Mishnah, on Erev Yom Sheni, which is Yontif itself, which is Erev Shabbos, right now it's Friday, Yontif afternoon, Erev Shabbos, I go back and bring the Erev to my Makom Shvisa, and Mach Shechalav, and then I get, then I wait till it gets dark, and then, so I can be Kone, the Erev can be Kone now, this area as well, for the purposes of Shabbos, Va'ochlo, and then I eat it there. Now I can't bring it back, so I eat it there. V'nimsa mistaker b'halichoso u'mistaker be'eruvo. What do I gain? So I gain by number one that my eruv is konesh visa tomorrow as well. So on Shabbos I'm allowed to go back. And not only that, I gained by the fact that I was able to eat my eruv. Now, what happens, though, if Yontif falls out on Sunday? So now I'm in trouble, because on Erev Shabbos, I can't bring it back to my house and then bring it back there on Shabbos. So that's not going to work. It sounds like it only works when it's Yontif is Friday, Yontif, but not when Yontif is Sunday. So what do we do? So I have a problem. And, what should I do? So here, I can bring it there. But I'm not going to bring it home. So I'll tell you what you do. Bring it there on Yontif. Bring it there on Erev Shabbos, rather. And it's there Friday, and it's Konesh Visa. And then, what do I do? On Shabbos, I'll walk there. Before Ben Ashmash, just to check is if the Erev is still there. I couldn't bring the Erev home. But let me see if it's there. And if it's there, then I can sit, hang out there, and I eat it there if I want, or bring it home, because now it's Yontif. Now it's Motzei Shabbos. Now it's Yontif. So that is the solution. You can't bring it home, but you could check that at least it's there. And if it's still there, so then it takes effect for the next day, for Yontif itself. Nech al barishon, if the Eruv, let's say, was eaten after Bein Hashmashos of the first day, Eruv al arishon, the Eruv takes effect for the first day, but the Eruv l'sheni doesn't work, as we explained. Maybe, right, if it's 2 days of Shtei Kedushos, you don't have an Eruv that's sitting there for the next day. It was there, Bein Hashmashos for the first day, but not for the second day. Amar lehem Rabbi Eliezer, Modim atemli shehein shtei kedushos. Aha! Says Rabbi Yezer, notice, look the way you just said if the Erev was eaten, what, on the first day, it's not an Erev for the second day. It sounds like you hold Yontov in proximity to Shabbos, are shtei kedushos. But of course, the Chachamim would respond, we don't necessarily hold that way. We don't agree with you 100%. We're just not sure which one it is. And therefore, we're going to be machmir on both accounts.